Welcome to You, Me, and Mike. I'm Jen Todrick, otherwise known as the Rambling Redhead on Instagram and the host and designer of No De Moreno on HGTV.
And I'm Mike, and I'm also known as Mike.
And he's Mike. Applause.
Anyone?
Applause.
Okay. I liked last podcast.
It was a good, really fun one.
It was.
We're going to continue. We liked it so much, we're going to do it again.
Let's keep going.
For part two.
I mean, it was good. These are some really kind of
touchy topics, for sure.
And we didn't fight.
No. I mean, we have different opinions, but I feel like that we're not the same person, and that's going to happen. Also, what makes a marriage good, right? Your other half, they say.
I wouldn't want to marry me.
I'd marry you. I have so many things I could say to that.
But you want to marry me, and you don't want to marry yourself.
I wouldn't want to marry me. I'd probably annoy the poop out of me. Because I'd be like, no. Like, I'd be arguing with myself until we die.
Eight and eight together.
Well, you have eight tendencies.
I do.
So you are as close as, like, I want to get to, like, myself. Because we are very similar as far as personality and our humor. Well, I mean, we're pretty different, though, too. I always say that. I'm contradicting
But we're almost
myself.
Exactly the same.
No, we're not.
We're, like, exact. We're totally different, but exactly the same.
Okay.
So what are we talking about? What's the other two questions? I know you said there were four subjects, right? We already covered last episode.
Yes.
What did we cover last
episode? If you haven't listened to part one, we talked about the, so the whole question was, whenever I asked you guys on Instagram, the topics that cause the most tension within your marriage, you guys, we talked about last part, which was distribution of house chores and then pressure for relations. Yeah. And just by giving my question box, it was all women who said this. So I'm assuming it's a pressure from their spouses in the relationship. And then today we're going to tackle different, what happens whenever you have two people who are in a relationship who have different parenting styles, which we know that all too well, right? Hits home.
Yeah.
And then the one we'll cover after that is when you have different spending habits when it comes to your finances.
Money.
Not aligned. Yeah. So anyways, let's dive into parenting, different parenting styles, something we know all too well.
Let's go. All right. I'm ready.
Where's our soapbox? We could sit on this one and talk all day.
Free range, baby.
That's the number one reason for our tiffs in our marriage is deciding on, we've talked about this multiple times, deciding on style of discipline.
We were just raised differently. Not parenting style.
We were raised differently. And so what discipline matches the act of whatever happened, the disobedience?
Yeah. But what's the question? What's the exact question people want?
There was no question. It was what causes the most tension. So we're just kind of delving in.
No, but you said
it
was
different parenting styles.
Okay. So styles isn't just related to discipline. I think discipline's part of it, but I think styles could be a bigger thing.
Styles would be very hard.
That'd be very hard.
We don't suffer with that.
No.
I think we're on board on how we parent from day to day 100%. Yes. It's literally just designing discipline, and you think I'm too strict and hard sometimes, and I think you're too loosey-goosey. That's literally it. But parenting styles would be so hard. I feel like that's definitely a conversation you have before you're married.
Yeah.
However, those things change. You can have those topics and then things are different. So that's kind of invalid. You should still do it if you're not married.
You can feel. I mean, we were the knuckleheads who would say things, when we have kids, we're going to do it this way. And then
so
kids
dumb.
Happen. And you think before children that, hey, it's like having a dog. Discipline, rules, guidance. They're going to listen to me. They're going to do whatever I say because I'm the parent.
Well, right.
Welcome to having kids. They're human beings and they don't always listen to you.
Right.
Right. They have opinions.
They
as
have
well.
Free will.
And
it's
they
crazy.
They have a lot of free will, right?
We hate that they do, but they do.
Yeah. But but having, the style conversation, I think, is important. I think that's something that hopefully, if you're not in a relationship with somebody right now and you're dating, make sure that's a conversation you have. But as you go through, if you haven't had it before marriage, it is something that is really important that I think you're, from a macro standpoint, you're on the same page. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard.
And not to go back to something that's so freaking vague, but it's true. I feel like when you're dating someone, you get a good sense of, is this person good at listening to me whenever we're fighting? And do they seem to truly want my best interest at hand? And if they do, it makes arguing and fighting so much easier because ultimately they don't want that person mad at them. Now, again, things can change and evolve during marriage. That's what stinks. People fall apart. They decide they don't want to be married anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like I say something and then it's like, but who knows? I mean, but I would say when you're dating someone, just look for, are they truly interested in how you feel and they want to make you happy? Because if they do, then whenever you get to these really sticky stuff, they tend to be the ones that maybe don't just roll over to make you happy, but they're willing to more meet in the middle where we both have to compromise. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I feel
compromise is super important.
I mean, if you're dating someone who's pretty arrogant and like he's like has all or this she is has how? All this these
is my way or the highway.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many great qualities. He's a little stubborn, or she's a little stubborn. Just be careful with that one, because as you know, the lust and the excitement falls apart. Are they ever really truly going to come around to being good at compromising?
But,
I don't know.
But also to the to the person's defense, if they're one certain way, like as an adult, people don't evolve that much as grown people. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're your character.
That is true.
So if somebody is one way and they're exactly self-centered and arrogant and overconfident in a relationship, and you that you're going to get married and you're going to have kids and that's going marriage, and then you have kids, it's going to change that person. That won't change the person. They are who they are, and you either accept them for that person and love them through that, and then hopefully that person comes to see things like organically or have a common faith and connect that way, that they can see the flaws they have, because there's also probably a lot of strengths that come with that as well.
Parenting styles is such a tough one.
It's a hard one.
It's communication.
Yeah. I mean,
everything.
Go back and listen to podcast one and figure out your strengths, weaknesses, communicate with each other, and hopefully.
Or go to a therapist about parenting. That's probably it. Honestly, that's a hard one. We've teetered on that many times.
Discipline is the one, again, that's where Jen's and I's biggest fight come by back. But even the last one we had, it was still open dialogue up that I really feel we had some breakthroughs on how we can handle the moments of it. And it's not discipline as a, this first child shouldn't be punished. And I are very much a standpoint of if somebody does something bad, there needs to be a consequence according to it. And our consequences are generally aligned, but it's in the heat of it that I often have like, hold on, let's balance things a little bit more, but also at the same time, I shouldn't interject during the disciplining. And I agree with that. It's about when, unless it's an unhealthy and somebody is in a physical or mental or emotional thing, that's a totally different thing. You need to see a therapist. You need to talk to other people about it. But when it comes to the moment of it, if you're like, all right, this may be a little bit harder than I want, don't put a wedge in between you two together in front of the parent, in front of the children. And that's something Jen and I have had to work through as well.
For sure.
You've got to be on the same team.
Okay, so the fourth one that came up is finances.
So what specifically about finances?
From what I'm gathering just by in the question box, it looks like difference in spending habits. So a ton of someone wants to spend more, someone wants to save more.
Okay, so not really necessarily like savings and finance. No,
it looks like when you don't agree on like what to spend money or save money, one person wants to spend a lot, the other person doesn't.
Yeah, that's probably a common issue that a lot of people have, but we've been pretty lucky, or I say I've been lucky, the fact that you are the most frugal human being in the world.
I think it goes the same way. I mean, yeah, I know guys that like to spend a lot too, so I think I've been lucky as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that we don't spend things, we just choose to spend things on hopefully things that we need and or for business.
Experiences, for sure. I would say houses.
Right.
Like we love our house.
Well,
we're there all the time.
Yeah. I would say this about spending. It goes back to the same thing we've been kind of talking about in everything. It's more about communication. It's about why this person wants to buy this. And if you're angry about somebody spending too much money because you're trying to control them, that's not healthy. Or likewise, if you're overspending because you're trying to fill gaps in your life or makes you feel better about yourself, it's sort of an addiction issue. That's a totally different problem.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I guess I've never really thought about that we've taken for granted, like how easy that's been in our front. Like everybody has their things they fight about. You know, we've been open about ours, but finances hasn't been one because we both don't want to spend a ton. I think something that's really healthy that we started from day one, just out of respect, is whenever we make a purchase, I think we said $200 or more, which really we do it even for like $100 purchases now that I think about it. But before we buy something, we always ask like, hey, like in a text, hey, such and such broke. Is it cool if I buy one to replace it today? Yeah. And it's like not asking for permission, even though it sounds like that, because I'm not going to be like, no, you know what I mean? Unless it's like something I'm going to buy for Christmas and be like, I'll be like, no, don't get that. And like that he knows that's what that's the code for. I'm getting you that for Christmas. But I think it's more so just a respect. And that way it looks like you're, you know, taking the other person's feelings into consideration.
It's courtesy,
right? It's a courtesy.
Yeah. And again, that's our way of doing it. there are other ways that people can manage it. And it's something that I think that a couple has to have a direct conversation about what are those tolerances. And maybe they're, if you're super affluent and you can say, do whatever you want, good for you guys. And if there's other people that don't, then you know their limits may be different. But I think it comes down to us. It's more of a common courtesy, and it's a way to, for us to be able to kind of set gauges that we're not being superfluous and, you know, extra in what we're doing.
Yeah.
Right. And we have, part of that is also we do save. I mean, so from a financing, which we can talk about later, maybe on another podcast, but there's always been this healthy aspect of how I've approached money. It's, you know, save money, give money, and then the extra you get to do things. So setting a budget, you know, some people are super strict. Some people have, you should have some sense of budget. If you don't, you're going to get yourself into problems for sure.
I think what this whole topic really boils down to is like having a healthy respect for each other and setting something into place if that's what you want to do, like we do, as long as the presentation is good and everyone feels like equal in the equation and not like one person setting this in place to dominate over the other, because who would respond well to that? Right.
Yeah. And one thing we've always done is the money that we make is our money. It's not... When I was originally...
You are speaking like a robot.
I'm trying to think through my thought. But when we started this relationship, I was the main breadwinner, right? Yeah. And as we've navigated, we became, you know, equals and everything. But regardless of where we were in our journey of income earning, we always approach it as, this is our family money. This isn't my money that you happen to get. This is our family money. These are our finances. This is our plan. And it was never something that was... there to hold over you, because at one point I was making more money.
But I know that for some couples, it's really something that needs to be in place where they have like separate bank accounts and then that was the equation that saved their marriage, because now we've allotted all the money where it needs to go in X, Y, or Z funds.
Sure.
And then that way the other person has like their spending money. And then that way the other person doesn't need to like regulate what they're spending it on, because they know what they're spending.
I think that's...
Does that make sense?
There's some aspects of healthiness to that. As long as it's not, I have one bank account, you don't have access to anything because you don't make anything. I don't think that's healthy either.
No, that's
like
awful.
You should be full visibility, in my opinion, that again, other people may manage it differently. I just would have a hard time of... saying if people are hiding money from each other, I don't know if that's a healthy way.
I just feel like if you start hiding one thing, even if it's like agreed upon as far as money, what does it get easier to hide other things that could be really toxic to a relationship? I don't know. That could be like a really doomsday approach.
Agreed.
But I feel like that when you start hiding, doesn't it kind of become easier? And then maybe you do it accidentally for something else. I don't know. That's the way I would think about it. When you start hiding.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would
lead start.
Way. It's like it's, trying to think it's of a the rhyme. Whole. Password sharing thing where people have hard time, like,
understand that.
Yeah, that I don't either.
I don't understand why you wouldn't share your password and let your spouse have equal access. If you don't, that's just screaming problems in my opinion. But anyways, that's not the topic. I guess to go back to like, people are saying that's like a big topic as far as like causing tension. I don't know. I feel like that starts with just healthy present, trying to figure out how you present your feelings to the other person and trying to do it in a way that they'll react well to.
Right.
I think that's honestly freaking marriage.
Right.
It's trying to figure out how am I going to present my thoughts to where they're not offensive. And sometimes we are really good at it because we think about it.
Right.
And then other times in the heat of the moment, we're arguing, we suck at it and we say all the wrong things and we hurt the one we love. And that's just freaking marriage.
But again, it comes back down to communication. And to those who aren't married or in relationships that aren't in marriage yet, these are conversations you should definitely have before marriage.
Oh yes, you're right.
Because
did we ever? I think we kind of knew each other.
We talked about it.
We did?
We absolutely did. Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah. Remember it was pay dad off first, and you were very concerned about, you said, no, I'm going to pay my dad off. And I was like,
I really wanted me to do it all by myself. I had a little chunk of debt from my freaking internship that I hated living in New York. I had to take out a loan to go get not paid. Like, it's kind of messed up now that I think about it. It's really messed up. Do they even do internships anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, interns
they do?
Are huge. Yeah. Yeah, and there's some great value that comes from an internship program.
Yeah. No, as long as it's, I don't even want to say as long as it's enjoyable, because that's not realistic. Sometimes they're not, but I don't know. Is it fair in any way possible? I don't know. Never mind. I mean, I chose to go up there. Like,
yeah,
now I'm going back.
You.
No one forced me. I chose to take out the loan and go do that. So never mind. I'm going to shut up. But
that was the one thing that when we first started. So yeah, we absolutely did have conversations about it.
Okay.
But I also knew your frugality was something that was or ingrained in you. You weren't a very
That's my mom.
Showy
and
person.
My dad too, but really my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, sure. Have those conversations. And if you are married and you're struggling with it, you got to have, it goes back to having the conversation. Okay, why are you spending this money? Why do you want to spend this money? And why do I feel restricted to spend the money? Because there's all these different reasons. And I said in the beginning again, if it's you're overspending the family's money, it comes down to a aspect of feeling disrespected, their person or
from
both
the
people.
Other person. Yeah. I agree with that. I could like, totally see that.
Look how hard we're working and this and is going to garbage, right?
Exactly. Especially if it's something that the person loves, but the other person doesn't agree that it's like valuable. They're like, you're just blowing our money.
Right.
Like that. I could see that. Yeah. I definitely
likewise
could.
On the other side, if you want to go on a family vacation, the other person's like, we can't spend money. Can't spend money. There may be times where you money is intended to not just be hoarded. There should be some aspects of money that we enjoyed and to be able to create experiences. And the one thing Jen and I have very common beliefs on is it's okay to spend money on experiences.
100%. Life's too short. We want to be smart. We want to save a ton. We want to, you know, leave something behind for our family members. But while we're here, we also want to live life to the fullest. Yeah. That's what God wanted us to do.
Agreed.
Not to spend a ton of money, but to, you know, if money allows, go experience and do things. And even if money doesn't allow, like getting creative and going to try to figure out experiences and having moments.
So when somebody spends, you can say, when you spend, I feel, and this is why.
You know what? People love that. People love that. I got so many DMs. I'm like, they're like, this is genius. I'm like, yeah, it's genius. I stink at it, but it's genius. So yeah, when you spend, what is it? I feel
disrespected. Yeah. When you spend money without asking, I feel disrespected because I have worked really hard or we have worked really hard to do this.
We agreed to save for this.
This is for the kids' college education.
Right.
You know, and we feel like we're putting ourselves behind and I love you, but still having, you know, these are things that you could fill in the blank or,
yeah. You know, and you can't control obviously the other person's reaction, but you can start with one foot forward by having a really good presentation where the other person doesn't feel like attacked. Yeah. I hate that word attacked. It's so dramatic. I can't stand it. Every time someone says attacked, I'm like instant eye roll for me. I guess that's my personality, but like, I feel attacked. I'm like, oh my gosh, stop. Well,
If the conversation starts as what the heck's wrong with you? You know, I can't believe you're doing this. And it's
close into disrespected. That's not attacked. Attacking is like claws out, raging and scraping your face off. All right. I want to take a quick moment to talk about today's sponsor, which is Raycon. You have definitely heard of Raycon on my Instagram. If you follow over there, I've talked about them for over a year. They're amazing earbuds. I love them so much. These are the ones that are sweat resistant, water resistant. I've literally dropped them in a cup of coffee and then rinsed them off with water and they still kick into this day. I barely charge those suckers. They have 32 hour battery life, but I swear it's more than that. They are amazing and half the price of other premium audio brands. It's no shock to me why they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. These are the earbuds that I put in my ear and mic, and we shook our heads like a freaking rock star, and they do not move. They do not budge. They feel awesome in your ear. They have a flat profile to where you can lay on the pillow and watch your shows at night, and they're not sticking out of your head. Amazing. I cannot recommend them more. I love them so much. I have way too many pairs that I'm willing to admit because I want them in every room of my house because I use them every single day. Again, those are the everyday earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com today and use code RAMBLING to get 20% off of your Raycon order. We're going to do a spelling bee here for a second. It's buy Raycon, RAYCON.com. Code RAMBLING, as in Rambling Redhead, for 20% off. You will not be disappointed. Let's take it now to an audience question. Can you please describe your relationships as far as how you argue? So I think what they mean.
We're talking about arguments.
Yeah, I think what they mean, because it's all about, this episode's about like, you know, most common fights. I've said this before and I say it again. I think it's just establishing, and it's never too late for this. It's never too late. You guys could have a past of cursing each other out to the heavens on every argument, and you can change that right now. Like, it's never too late. And I remember hearing this in a parenting Christian class. I went to one, I can't remember. And they were saying, like, probably before I had kids, honestly, like I was super like overachiever. And someone said they were having bad habits with like their 11-year-old, and the teacher, the counselor, she was super sweet and older and raised a lot of kids. And she was like, it's never too late to change. You're the parent. You're the one in control. And you can always say, we've been doing things in the past this way, but we're going to do it this way now.
Right.
And I heard that and it always stuck with me because I feel like it also applies to marriage. I think there's a great time where maybe we need to push a reset button and we need to say, hey, we've been talking freaking nasty to each other
right.
and it sucks and we're not happy with it. So why don't we challenge each other to not talk that way anymore? Right. And so, and that's why, I've always, from day one, I get, you know, a little irritated sometimes with Mike because he speaks fun adult words sometimes, and it's never at me, but it's like adjective yeah, descriptive well words.
Yeah, just very, it adds emphasis,
right?
Yeah,
but I
emphasize certain sentences.
But what words. What if I told you? I said even though those words aren't at me, I don't want any of those words in arguments because I feel like it just chips a little bit away at like our integrity with each other. And Mike has been like, "You're right." Like, and it sometimes slips out, but he's like, it's never ill willed. I know that. But like he hears me.
Direct him at you.
You don't direct him at me. But I don't even want it there because it just escalates everything. And also does it, are we now flirting with a little line of, okay, now what will we say next? What will be okay next? So I think that is huge for arguing is like when you get in the ring, the boxing ring, and y'all are in it, it's understanding, like setting standards of like what's acceptable to say or do to each other and what's not. And both people have to be really good at trying to say
that. It's hard.
Look,
and again, Jen and I, still learn
you're great at that. We're great at you. I mean, we're great at this, but I'm saying like you are. Like I'll say, hey, no, like I don't, we got to lower it. And he'll be like, okay, you're right. Like we get come back to even in the hit of the moment. And me too. If I'm saying things that cut and are too hard, I literally said the other fight, you need to leave. Like, and I was mad. I was like, I'm going to say something. And it's also knowing me and respecting when I say,
well,
I don't want to talk anymore.
It's don't fight dirty. If you're that's in correct. With somebody, like don't personally attack something that's unrelated because you want to get a dig in because you want to feel like because if the other person hurts you, it's very natural when you're fighting, if you're hurt, to try to attack somebody else to hurt them as well, because that's the hard thing when you're fighting is that what are you fighting over and where are the hurts coming from? And if you're trying to attack somebody to make them feel like you feel, it can be damaging and it's hard. Yeah. And that to Jen's point, it's like, it's fighting fair. And I know that's silly framework that I keep talking about. It does help at least me because I am emotional and I can raise things up and I feel the red rises in me is right. And I used to have a horrible temper as a child. I don't really have a temper anymore, but when I snap, it pops.
I wouldn't say you have a temper. I guess you get kind of loud.
But I get loud. But if it goes, but there are times if it, like something hits, it's just I can't like it goes, and I'm like I'm saying things I shouldn't be saying.
And I know that. I think that's also like understanding strengths and weaknesses as a spouse. I know that Mike can get riled up quicker than me, and so I don't take it personal because I know probably in 20 minutes or 45 or 2 hours, you know, we're gonna talk about it again. He's probably gonna say sorry. Like for heating up like that. It does. You do. You're both, like, I'm sorry.
Jen, you make it sound like you do apologize. And I know I tease you before about
I do apologize. You do. I was just about to say, where I get in trouble is I talk really fast. I think really fast. I'm so clever. No, but this is bad. But I think things really fast, so I whip them out. And so I'm probably the one that's worse with words. Wouldn't you say? I mean.
No, I mean.
You don't think so? That's really nice because I feel like I'm worse with words. I'm calm. I get into my mode.
Well, you
and
have
my voice.
It does infuriate me when you start to, when you're angry and then you bring it down, you're like, I'm not fighting anymore. It actually infuriates me.
No, I'm like, why are you being so loud right now?
That actually, that's probably the one thing that you do. And
I
you know. Because you bring it down.
It
goes high and then it goes immediately low. And you're like, look, I'm not even like, and that's when you're just like, we just were in the.
I know because that is a standard I put on myself. When we're both acting like crazies and yelling, we're not going to get anywhere. We're not. So I just try to stay down, but I also have to be really intentional that I don't say something that's going to hurt Mike and leave
don't
him
try
hurt
not to
for
cut.
A month.
Yeah, try
right.
If you know something,
that's my
if
like,
you're
going
to attack the person and you're going to say something you know hurts the other person, probably don't say it. If you're doing it because you're trying to hurt the person.
Or there's just a tacky way to say something and a great way to say something. And so your whole script of you do this, it makes me, I don't even remember what it is.
When you, I feel because. When you do XYZ, feel this emotion because of
but
this
saying
reason.
Like,
it may sound stupid, but it actually helps you. Or even say it to yourself.
Yeah, but like when you're like, you're an idiot, when you blah, blah, like that's awful. And so that's where I have to not say things in a tacky way and like try to slow down. And then I feel like that's how I feel. And I know you know this about me, but I don't think you know how much. Like, I really have to tell myself to not say everything I think.
Well, I think that's, I mean, a everybody. General rule of thumb in life.
Like, but where you're more, hey, a little more loud, I'm like worse.
Especially for people on the internet or comments.
Yeah, for real.
Maybe just like if you're
an internet troll, here's what we
maybe just keep those thoughts to yourself.
Yeah,
it's okay if you don't have to like things, but sometimes you don't have to be mean.
Yeah,
like don't be mean.
I think I got lucky with you because you're you get dramatic, you do, but that's it. And it's like not dramatic. It's
dramatic.
You're loud. It's something, loud. But you don't say super mean things. Nope. And I feel like a lot of guys can, and girls too, of course. I just said that's what I have to work on. But like, you don't say horrible things, and you do eventually come back and like wholeheartedly apologize, which is awesome. You come to me and apologize way more than I come to you. And I thank you for that because it takes someone to be able to do that.
It does.
And that's not my strong suit.
Well,
admit that.
It's okay. And often it's funny if I come in and say, hey, Jenna, I did this or I've said this, I'm sorry. And it often gets to like, I'm sorry too. And there's resolution that occurs. And that's the one thing about having fights.
You think because we do business, it's like that?
No, I think it's the way I've always been, Jen. I think, but finding resolution and purpose behind a conflict can lead to a lot of breakthroughs and a lot of ability to communicate. If you don't have any conflict at all,
do you really know the person?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some people, I don't know if they don't, but I think it's very natural. Even if it's just, you think about like siblings, you think about family members that are not spouses, people fight because we're different people and we have different opinions. We have different viewpoints in the world. And if you're not expressing things, you're not growing closer together. And if you can't fight fair, you can't fight clean, you can't fight in a way that actually creates some sort of a resolution.
You know what?
Then
you're so right. Because if you can't fight good, that's where a lot of people start to tuck stuff down and then they keep it to themselves and then they're not their happiest selves because they feel like they can't approach that person.
Right.
And that's hard and that's bad. And we all suck as humans. We all have things that like could be unapproachable. Yep. I think it really takes like active, like what I'm saying, like me literally telling myself, even though I'm so mad at you, like don't freaking say that. Like it takes that and it takes you to not use your fun adult descriptive words because I'm asking you not to. Because when you, it makes me feel, I don't remember the script. I'm so bad at that. But like it takes, you know what I mean? Like I think that's true.
You got to have a resolution through it at some point. And then it doesn't mean there's an immediate resolution, but at least creates a dialogue that you guys can grow closer together. And again, we don't have everything figured out. And there's some situations where you can't, if there's no resolution, again, that's where you got to go find other people to talk to, other counselors.
And again, this works for us.
Like, we've been, fortunate. And only, it's not weakness to ask other people for help and advice. And again, be careful and be selective about who you ask for your advice from, and probably licensed and people that, whether it's from a church or pastors or therapists, those are the ones that you can do to help you resolve. Cause sometimes it just takes a mediator to come in between and say, hey, you know what, Jim, when you did say that, do you want to hear yourself or hear the other person's? It's bringing those two people together to
hitting the mic over there with all your crazy arm movements.
But but that does hopefully help. I mean, I hopefully should help. Let's do something fun. I think we've been talking fighting. Let's do something fun.
Well, this was supposed to be. And so the next one, someone made a comment of, you guys seem perfect on Instagram. And I actually hate that comment.
Yeah.
I do. It's good. I want to cause joy. But like I said, I think now that if you guys have heard this, we aren't perfect.
No.
We have arguments. We don't have it all figured out. But the one thing that I will say that it takes, I feel like, and that works for us, is like we both want to stay together.
That's right.
And we both want to go to bed not always. We don't want to be mad.
No. We are going to continue to be married. We are intentional.
Married. We could continue to be married.
Well, no, it's intentional. It's an intentionality of knowing that it takes both.
And not just
people.
Married, happily married. I should say that. Like we want to not piss each other off in the process. So yeah, I think that's
truth
it.
Truth is, I mean, we'll talk a little bit about joy and fun and all those things, because that really, honestly, like laughter. If we weren't laughing,
honey,
there's
what's our family motto on the Hobby Lobby sign that you haven't made?
I made it. Okay. Love, laughter, and honesty. Love big, honest. Laugh loud, and be brutally honest.
Honey, the brutally honest is bad.
Be like, brutal.
It sounds awful. All right, ready?
Yeah, let's
Here we go, Mike.
Yep.
Which one comes first, the milk or the cereal?
Cereal.
Oh, duh.
That is an insane question.
Would pour the milk? Then you don't know.
That is a
who pours milk first? Those people
exist?
Psychotic. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Those are the people who aren't good fighters.
Wow. They're the ones that are crazy. Put your milk in. That's like putting your shoes on before your socks.
Agreed. I agree with you. That's wild. Okay, that was a short one. We'll do one more.
You can't put your socks. I know, that's the point.
Because some people said the analogy is
do you put your pants on first or socks on first? That's a good question.
But that's not the question.
Pants or socks first?
Pants.
Yeah.
Agreed. Totally, pants.
Okay. Well, we're aligned. See, these are relationship questions you need to ask.
You need to ask before you get married.
These are ones that will break a relationship up quickly.
Take notes. All right, this last jar of weird question is Viv or Vaughn for president? 1, 2, 3. Vaughn. You didn't do it.
I'm trying to think. I can't.
I'd pick Vaughn. Viv's too emotionally unstable.
Don't say that. She's three. I know. She's not emotionally unstable. She's three, Jen.
She's three.
No, she's everything 3/4. Yeah. She's almost four. But
she just eats snacks all day. She would not lead us to where we need to be. Vaughn could do it.
Yeah, I would. Vaughn. I would say Vaughn too, but Vivian would make a great vice president that would lead into the next president. So that'd be the first brother and sister president vice president duo leading into the next campaign. After Vaughn does 8 years of solid, you know, very structured. Let's get political right now. Just kidding. But Vaughn would be a balanced and also very fair person because Vaughn is all about fairness. It's all about what you say you got to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Fairness.
If you don't follow through on what you're saying you're going to do, there's a problem.
Right. Everything's fair.
And he knows every fact about history right now already, so he could probably tell you presidents have actually been impeached. One.
Was it two? You're so confident and then you weren't. Regardless, while you figure that out, I'm going to say thank you guys so much. This wraps up this episode.
This has been fun for me.
It's been good. Yeah. I feel like it's been like therapy, but for free, and we don't have a therapist.
I'm learning here. I'm getting better.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a good dialogue.
This was really fun. Next week, we're going to continue into the marriage series, and we're going to talk about kind of finding joy and having fun with each other.
Yeah.
It's not fun all the time, and so how do we still not dislike
it's
each other?
Always
how do we do that?
Fun. You got me.
Whatever. Every marriage has moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm with this person because we have kids and I love them so much, but right now I don't like them. And like, how do we continue to like
be
friends? I guess that's a way to say it. How do you be best friends still?
Yeah, you can have moments of loving and not liking somebody. That's possible. Yeah,
exactly. So that'll be next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week. Next week we'll have a Monday Fun Day and a brand new episode on Thursday. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
A beautiful, amazing, joyful weekend.
Just so many descriptive words of a weekend.
A delicious weekend.
Bye, guys. You, Me, and Mike is a production of The Rambling Redhead from 13 Media.
Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are available. And while you're at it, leave us a 5-star rating while you're there.
Have an idea for a topic you'd like us to discuss? Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to share your idea on the show. For a daily dose of our crazy lives, follow us on Instagram at The Rambling Redhead and at Mike Todrick. And catch No De Moreno on HGTV. Make sure to come back on Monday for a new Monday Funday bonus episode.
We're going to be doing some wild
poo-poo pants.